Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Today, I'm privileged to have as my guest Lou Mangiello. Lou makes a career as a Disney author, publisher, host, speaker, and trusted Disney expert. He is the host and producer of Walt Disney World Radio, which was named Best Travel Podcast for 9 consecutive years. Lou is the author of 102 Ways to Save Money For and at Walt Disney World, 2 Walt Disney World trivia books, and the author and narrator of 7 audio tours of Walt Disney World. Lou has been featured in USA Today, The Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg Business, CBS News, Parenting Magazine, Reader's Digest, and numerous other publications. As a motivational speaker, Lou shares the magic of Disney by speaking with businesses at their place of business as well as business conferences. He also brings the Disney magic into schools, showing students how to create an exciting future by following their dreams and passions. Lou is the founder of Dream Team Project, which sends children with life-threatening illnesses to Disney World through the Make-A-Wish Foundation of America. Well, Lou, it's so good to meet you. Thanks for being here today and being with us on Small Time Leaders. Before we begin, I'd like to ask you what you're most thankful for today. What's your point of gratitude for this day?
Michael, I keep it simple. And my point of gratitude is the same every day. I think every day on this side of the dirt is a good day, you know, and I wake up grateful for it and having the opportunity, you know, to do what I love.
Yeah. Now it's close to Father's Day. You know, we're recording this. Tell me a little bit about your parents and what they were about that in your life.
Yeah, my parents, you know, they are my superheroes without capes. you know, my dad passed away a number of years ago, but without a doubt, was always my biggest inspiration, my biggest supporter, my biggest cheerleader. Always believed in me, whether it's when I wanted to go to law school and, you know, give me a job and just always encouraging me along the way. He was a good man, and I hope that I'm able to, you know, take what I learned from his legacy and pass it on to my kids and other people as well.
Sure. Well, thanks for sharing that. Well, so tell us about that small-time leader in your life, or maybe you have a couple you can share with us. So take it away, Lou.
Listen, I would be remiss if I didn't say Walt Disney, right? Obviously, I've never had a chance to meet Walt, but I think as someone who is an entrepreneur, Walt's story, he is the you know, the poster child for entrepreneurship, you know, starting from nothing, with nothing, being told time and time again that, you know, his ideas were ridiculous, he would never make it, being fired for lack of creativity, not having people around him that believed, and then building what he did today. He is without a doubt a personal and entrepreneurial inspiration. I don't know what I would say to him if I ever met him, other than thank you, but it's a conversation I wish I could have. But, you know, in my life, I think as a byproduct of that, it really led me down the path that I'm on now. And one of the people, actually it's a couple that certainly without them, I would not be here today. Mm-hmm. Their names are Sally and Kelly Monahan, and they are the publishers. They were the publishers from a company called The Intrepid Traveler. And when I had the idea back in 2003 to set out on a personal challenge and see if I could write a book that I wanted to read, which was about Disney that didn't exist, you know, I sent out 47 query letters and I only got one response back that was positive. And the immediate lesson that I learned is that you only need one yes. You only need one person to give you that opportunity and or take or make that opportunity. And even as a result of that, I didn't just learn about book publishing, but it forced me to learn about things that were outside my comfort zone, outside my educational zone, like marketing and sales and creativity. And again, I can't give them enough credit, because without them taking that leap of faith on me, my life would be a very, very different place. And you and I would certainly not be talking.
Right.
Yeah, I had the same experience with a publisher with my first book too. And you know, it's just amazing the people out there that will just take a chance on an unknown person. How does that, when you think about that and what they did for you, how does that kind of reflect in your life now as you meet other people who are kind of in the same spot? Has that occurred with you before?
Somebody without a doubt. Yeah. And I'll tell you, Mike, it makes me want to pay that forward in spades. You know, when I first started out, I still don't know what I'm doing. I just fake it better now, but I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have anybody to help me. And I want to be that person who's either going to help open the door for somebody to give them an opportunity or to help them avoid some of the mistakes that I made early on, because I know what it feels like to be scared and frustrated and struggling and all those other things. And I also have the feeling that when you do get somebody who can give you a chance and lift you up and support you a little bit, it's a huge difference maker.
Yeah. Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. And I know you work with a lot of wannabe entrepreneurs and people who want, you know, are trying to advance their career, especially entrepreneurs, because of your background. Is there one that you've worked with? I mean, you don't mention their full name, but somebody that you've worked with that was a success story, you know, when you gave them that chance, that yes, that opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few. And again, the names don't, to a certain degree, don't matter, because I tell people all the time that whether I work with them through a one-on-one coaching call or it's a mastermind or if they come to one of my events, I'm as equally invested as them as they are in me, right? Because I've put in my time and I want to make sure that I help them move the needle. And I never want to just be, well, you know, our time is over, good luck. I like to always stay with them and continue to help and keep them accountable along the way. And I've seen other people have that same feeling that I do now, which is leaving a job maybe that they didn't love and then wake up every morning excited about what they do each and every day. And, you know, if I can, you know, have a bit of a positive impact on somebody, it's been a good day.
Right. Well, if you think about your life and even growing up, did that ever happen at other times that with other people in your life who gave you that chance, like Sally and Kelly did?
You know, it's funny because the person that I think about is not a quote unquote coach, wasn't somebody that had a book or a podcast or even is what they did for a living. But early on, and even now, I love going to conferences. I look forward to going back to conferences. And very, very early on, again, I was the poster child for solopreneur. I mean, I was really doing this on my own and trying to figure it out. So I would go to conferences to learn. And I went to a conference in Las Vegas. And as I checked into my hotel, I ran into somebody who I had been just sort of emailing back and forth. And she met me there. And before the conference even started, we sat down for about 2 hours in the hallway. And she literally, and I've never said this before, never realized it, she literally changed my life. Because in that 2 hours, I learned so much. I got so many new ideas. I still to this day, Michael, have on my desk the notebook with the pages of notes that I wrote down. And there was a sense of excitement and empowerment and confidence that she gave me then and continues to give me over the years. And I think the takeaway is you never know when that opportunity, when that person is going to come by. I remember I called my wife just, and the conference hadn't started yet. And I said, I could come home right now. And she said, why? I said, because I just learned more from this 2 hour conversation than I ever could have expected to get out of the sessions at the conference.
Wow. Well, we don't have much time on our podcast as we do these 10 minute ones, but I'd love to hear about some of those lessons that she helped you with. And maybe we can do that on our next podcast on Thursday. So, Lou, thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you on Thursday and hear some of the rest of your story.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.